Everyone is cutting back. Downsizing is the catchword people are using. Following suit, the federal government, in their wisdom, has funneled their guests into the Witness Protection Program into 20 small communities throughout the country. Fort Ludlow, Washington is one of them. Join us as we follow five women criminals who meet in group therapy as they traverse between lives of high crimes, misdemeanors, and the somewhat interesting concept of going straight. Today's scene opens in the office of the former shrink who mysteriously disappeared. Blythe, lawyer-turned-hit woman, is there. A shot is heard. Blythe calls Maxine, the fixer, then Charlene, Jeannie's computer whiz.
Damn it! Max, Blythe, I don't care about the goats. Yes, they are, darling, but I need you. I'm at Dr. I'm a Plant's office. Just get there right away, and Max, bring your kit. Oh, Holly, or whatever your name is, I knew you were trouble the first time I saw you.
Hello?
Charlie?
Blythe.
Listen, there's a situation. Charlie, you've got to quit smoking.
Yeah, yeah. What's your situation?
I need you to find Holly and take her home with you until you hear from me.
No, I hate Holly. Besides, The Young and the Restless is on.
Find Holly and keep her until I call.
I hate you, Blythe.
Hey, Max.
What's that smell?
Chanel number 5.
Smells like you fell into a vat of it.
Not me. Take a look behind the couch.
You killed Holly?
No, I didn't kill Holly.
Well, Holly's dead and you're holding a gun.
That's not Holly.
Yeah, Blythe, that's Holly.
It's Holly's twin.
Whatever you say, everyone knows not to argue with someone holding a gun.
What's with the grocery bag?
Well, you told me to bring my kit. If this isn't Holly, where is Holly?
I called Charlie after I talked to you. When I started putting the pieces together, I figured we should grab her.
Well, if she wasn't dead before, she's probably dead now. Charlie hates her.
Very funny.
Fine. Get out of that skirt and put these overalls on. Really, Blythe, a garter belt.
You never know when you're going to get lucky. Oh,
this is serious, Blythe. Have you ever been on this end of a job?
No, I haven't, but you'll notice I didn't leave a mess. I never do.
Well, I appreciate that. Okay, let's see. She is not very big. I think one of the rugs will work. There's one behind the desk. Bring it here. Come on, help me move her.
Really? Me?
Yes, you. Pull it together. We don't have much time. Put her on one end.
Oh.
Or roll her up. Really nice work, Blythe. I can't believe we haven't worked together before.
I had a rather exclusive clientele. You know, heads of state, European industrialists, a couple of royal families. It was a hobby more than anything, a good way to supplement my income. Lots of travel.
I thought you were a lawyer.
Still am. I'll leave you with my card, in case you need any legal help.
Well, let me look around for splatters.
You won't find anything.
If there is anything, it's microscopic. I'll spray it down with OxyClean, just in case. If anyone misses her, they won't report it. And as long as Holly survives Charlie, this one won't be missed.
What's next?
Let's get this place cleaned up. Go over everything. No prints anywhere.
What are you doing?
I've got to go into Hadlock to the lumber store.
Why?
I've got to pick up some ReadyCrete. We can't leave her here, can we?
Oh, really, Max? Cement shoes? That is so cliche.
I was actually thinking of a new patio. I'll hurry.
No, someone's coming. Hide her. Damn, too heavy. Oh, okay. Calm down. Okay, good.
Who are you?
Who are you?
What are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
Well, this is my office.
I see.
What's that smell?
Chanel number 5.
It's very strong.
It could be cleaning solution along with Chanel number 5.
Is that what you're doing?
What?
Cleaning?
Oh, yes, of course. You see here all of this cleaning stuff? Yes, cleaning. That's it.
What's this rug doing in the middle of the room?
It needs to be cleaned. Rolling it up makes it easier to move.
Can you move it yourself?
I've called a friend to help me. No problem.
I'll help you. Where do you want it moved?
Oh, no. I really couldn't ask you to help.
No, I insist. It's very nice of you making my new office so inviting. It's the least I can do.
Okay, then. You take one end and I'll take the other. My Suburban is just outside. We can put it in the back of the car.
This is heavy.
It's Persian.
I didn't realize they were so heavy.
Blythe, I've got the... Blythe? Blythe? Hello, what's going on here? Oh, we just got the rug in my car. Looks like I won't need you after all. Oh, this is... I just realized I don't know your name.
Hello, I'm Morris. Morris Redding. This is my new office. I'm a psychiatrist.
I'm Maxine. And I'm Blythe.
You two don't look like your regular cleaning lady types.
Oh, we just volunteered. Our old group leader left in such a hurry.
We don't know why.
We just thought it would be nice, you know, not to leave a mess or anything.
Or anything. But it looks like we're pretty well finished. Let's get our stuff together and let Morris settle in.
Good idea. This will just take a minute and we will be out of your way.
Wait, is this your skirt?
Thank you. Bye.
I'm in. Yeah, fine. A couple of women were here. No, nothing. They were just cleaning. Maxine and Blythe, know them?
Let's get out of here. Where's your car?
Right over there. Meet you at... Wait! Oh my God! Someone stole my car!
Oh, great. That's hilarious.
I know. Let's call the police.
You crap me up, Blythe. Police? Oh, don't make me laugh. I've got to go to the bathroom.
Bet that's the last car they steal.
Oh, get in my car. Call Suki. Have her get Charlie and Holly to meet us at the Chimicum Cafe.
As Blythe and Max drive to the cafe, Suki, mob accountant's wife, Charlene, genius computer whiz, and Holly, twin to the body in the Suburban, head to the meeting as Blythe and Max walk in.
Hi, Charlie.
Well, where the hell is Holly?
I thought she was with you.
I don't like this. No, not at all. Something's...
Oh, here she comes.
You had sex.
What?
Oh, you little bitch. If I couldn't smell it, I sure as hell can see it.
No, really, I was just...
Sit down, Charlie. Where have you been?
I was...
We're not stupid, Holly. Suki, get her out of here.
Come on, sweetie. You can hold Chica.
Really? You never let anyone hold Chica.
Any possibility you made a mistake?
I suppose. This isn't an exact science, but I don't think so. Still, Holly didn't sneeze, and we reek of Chanel No. 5.
Is that what that is? I can't believe how you guys smell.
What if we've been underestimating Holly all along?
You mean, what if Holly is a double-double agent?
Or what if she knew the sister was close and set us up to do the deed for her?
What the hell are you guys talking about, double agent? Holly is stupid. No brain cells. Total idiot. No way she could think anything complicated up. No, not buying it.
Let's backtrack. The twin is whacked. Charlie snatches Holly and takes her home. Max and I clean up the mess.
What twin? What?
And along comes the new guy, Morris,
who we leave in the office alone.
I don't get it. Morris? Twin?
We need to find out who Morris is, if there is any connection between him and Holly, and double check on Holly being allergic to Chanel No. 5, because she didn't even give a sniffle.
Get on that, Charlie. And while you're at it, see if you can turn up who we can expect in the near future. In the meantime, everyone settle down about Holly and the sex thing. Act as though everything is normal.
Normal. Yeah, right.
Charlie is handy to have around. Too bad about that one little thing. Oh, well, we can deal with that later. Hand me the menu. I am starving.
Me too.
What'll it be, ladies?
Chicken fried steak.
Make that too.
Great chicken fried steak.
Great pie.
Great art.